their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion. Exciting show today, and I pray that you'll join in, tune in, and call in with your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. And lest I forget it, and oftentimes I get in my dialogue and communication that I failed to do so. But let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. Today we're talking about a series of issues that I believe all combined should cause us to recognize that our nation, our world, is in chaos, confusion, and calamity, which fulfills some of the signs that we see in the scripture about the last days. We're talking about the presidential powers. Does President Donald J. Trump have the authority to do what he is doing? Secondly, we're talking about the war in Ukraine. President Trump spent about 2.5 hours on the telephone with Vladimir Putin. There was a conversation he had already had with Zelensky in relationship to Ukraine and trying to bring together the meeting of the minds to stop the slaughter of thousands upon thousands of Ukrainians, North Korean soldiers, and Russians. What say you? What should be done? We're talking about today also Israel and Hamas. Israel has gone back to full-scale attack on Hamas, and the international media, the Marxist media, the globalist, secularist, and communist and Marxist are saying that it's Israel's fault. Israel's fault, but yet Israel is doing that simply because being the promulgation of it by the Houthis with missiles coming out of Yemen into Israel, and because Israel, Hamas has refused to return. I think there's 14 additional hostages, some of them still American hostages, and yet that has not been followed through. And we'll also talk about today the Kennedy Files. After 60 years, they have been, how would you say, unmasked, revealed. President Trump said that he would do so, and he has done so. I don't know if you've had a chance to even scan some of them. I have, but a minuscule small amount. Perhaps you've scanned more of those documents than I have, and you have some answers or questions that I've not thought of or I've not found. Love to hear from you. Who killed Kennedy? That's the question that's been on the hearts and the minds of serious journalists and those that are concerned about national security. Who killed Kennedy? Bobby Kennedy Jr., the one that is now Secretary of Health, says that he knows that the CIA did so. Did the CIA, was the CIA involved in President Kennedy's assassination? Who killed Kennedy? Those are the issues that we'll talk about today. And combined, there is a, how would you say, a nexus with all of those events. All of those events simply show the turmoil, the calamity, the confusion that our nation and our world is in. And the Bible says that that will be so in the last days. We're finding, in fact, in Luke, the 21st chapter and the 25th verse says that men's hearts will be failing them when they look out and see what's taking place. We see that today. multitudes are frightened to death as they listen to the news and watch the news, especially if you watch CNN, the Communist Network News, or MSNBC and the others that are against America. They're un-Americans. They're ungodly, unholy, and anything that's antithetical to American safety and security, they're against. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, let me once again remind you that would do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is God's truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's the declaratory statement made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117:2 says the truth of the Lord endures forever. How long is forever? It is forever, endless, without any ending. We need to stick to truth. But ladies and gentlemen, we find that the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, published in the late 40s, made a profound statement in relationship to truth. He said, and I quote, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I find that to be absolute factual in relationship to what is taking place today. Truth is necessary. Truth is required. Without truth, we have nothing but a muddled mess as to trying to come to understanding of what is happening. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. I'll just read the headline. DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And yet we have about 55% of the millennials today, according to the latest survey. 55%. The headline says the most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, the further in that article, it simply states that 55% of the millennials say each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're finding the end result of that mindset in America today, where there's a mindset that somehow, some way, that whatever you think is true, whatever you believe is true, and that is simply not viable in the marketplace of ideas. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made this powerful statement. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day, that we seek it. Won't be found on MSNBC, won't be found on the Communist Network News, cannot be found any place. In fact, I would say on the overwhelming majority of your news outlets today, they're crafting the news in such a way, they're packaging it in such a way that it is with their bias and their bent and what they want us to understand and to embrace. I can remember the day many, many, many years ago. I'm still less than 100. My bride and I have talked about it often and pondering over the years that we would sit and watch the news or listen to the news by way of radio and think, that's really happening. That's really true. They're telling us what's taking place. I wanted to find out in more recent years that the overwhelming majority of what is called news today is simply political expediency on wanting us to believe what that particular network or that particular anchor wants us to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to that statement that we need to seek the truth, listen to it, learn it, love it, live it, tell it, and be willing to defend it even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators, and they have a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291. Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark. There's an identifier. on the campus of Tulsa for a time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, one more moment. We'll open our telephone lines and invite your telephone call, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. But ladies and gentlemen, as we look out across America, as we look out around the world and see what's happening, we must recognize that there's chaos that's reigning around the world. We have Christians being slaughtered in the Congo, the continent of Africa. We have Christians being slaughtered by the thousands in Syria and other regions of the world. I'm looking at a headline from the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, and this is a statement, an article that is frightening, and yet it's not spoken of in America today. You don't hear this on the Communist Network News. Sekulow says this. This is unspeakable. Christians were targeted in their own churches, dragged into their churches, and beheaded. 70 at one time. Radical Islamic militants tied to the ISIS carried out these atrocities in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Local church leaders are devastated. We don't know what to do or how to pray. We've had enough of the massacres, one individual said. More than 1,000 people in Christian communities were butchered in Syria by ISIS-linked Islamic militants. These militant groups have threatened Christian pastors. These extremist groups want to wipe out Christians in all the regions. Our persecuted brothers and sisters face unspeakable, unfathomable pain in the recent weeks, months, and years. Nothing said on the news about that. But ladies and gentlemen, listen. Part of the signs of the last times, according to Matthew chapter 24, that we will be hated of all people, that there will be persecutions. In fact, the Apostle Paul said in the Timothy text, if we serve the Lord Jesus Christ, we will suffer persecution. That's part of the prophecy in the text of the Bible to tell us where we are and what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the retaliation of Israel against Hamas and against the Houthis out of Yemen. In fact, they are firing missiles out of Yemen by the hundreds, trying to hit Israel and to destroy Israel. We are witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, there's a peace talks going on between Ukraine and Russia, with the Marxist media trying to undermine President Trump. In fact, I was amazed to find that I shouldn't have been, the Marxist media trying to nitpick on President Trump's conversation 2.5 hours with Vladimir Putin out of Russia. And they were nitpicking his conversation. I don't know how they got the conversation. I'm assuming that's available publicly for whoever would want to dive in and get it. But they are blaming Trump of the continued war in Ukraine, and they used one statement that was so asinine. They said, Trump said that if he were president, he could end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. Well, as they said, it's been more than 24 hours. It's been 6 weeks, and he still hadn't ended the war. Well, the war had gone on for years and years and years under the Biden administration, and nothing was done. In fact, I was shocked to find that under the Biden administration, he had never picked up the telephone to talk with Vladimir Putin. There'd never been a conversation between Biden and Putin to try to do anything to at least promulgate, start, and try to instigate any type of peace between Ukraine and Russia. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a whirlwind in relationship to the global events. Our world is on the very verge, I believe, of disintegration. Now, this is not doom and gloomist. We know that's eventually going to take place based on the scripture. Israel is the key, ladies and gentlemen, to the world events. The world's, as the world attempts to do things and carry out things, most of the you find that the world is against the nation of Israel, the apple of God's eye, that little postage stamp of real estate called Israel. I'm looking at a headline, Hamas launches the first attack on Israel since ceasefire collapsed. Hamas claimed responsibility for the rockets fired at Israel on Thursday. This launch is the resistance first response to the Zionist entity's violation of the ceasefire. They're claiming that Israel violated the ceasefire, which resulted in over 710 martyrs in the last 3 days. It also comes of the IOF's renewed ground invasion in Beirut, Liha, this morning, and the failure of the moderators or the mediators at the world to curb the aggression, according to the report. Goes on to talk about strikes and the lies and the propaganda that Hamas is putting out, said that 400 Palestinians, mostly women and children, were killed by the Israelis, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it was not Israel. It's not Israel at fault. In fact, you can go back to the scripture and you'll find that according to Zechariah the 12th chapter, verse 2 and 3, God says, behold, I will make Jerusalem the cup of trembling unto all the people around about, when there shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, and all that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. God said it. I didn't. We're witnessing the promulgation, the early stages, as I would call it, of what ultimately will take place. So today, as we talk about the presidential powers, we're talking about war in the Ukraine, we're talking about Israel and Hamas, we're asking the question, who killed Kennedy? The Kennedy files have been revealed. I believe it's some 60,000, 63,000 pages, as I understand it. And I certainly have not read those pages, but I've read enough. Yet I've got some questions that we'll talk about. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead with your question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we know I'm black and I'm over, I'm going on 71.
You're still a young man. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I remember when that happened, I was at school. I think I was in the third or fourth grade. And, I mean, they ran us out of class. The teachers were crying and everything. And so when I saw what happened, it was like, okay, his head went forward, then it went back. And like Kennedy say, that was the CIA. It was the CIA out of FBI, out of mob, one of the three, really. And I'm going to tell you, this war in Ukraine, the EU is going all crazy. Number, they're going to try to take over everything again. No, because if Crazy Joe wasn't in there, Putin wouldn't have made that move. He saw how stupid he was pulling out the military. What did you say about that, sir?
Well, you're exactly right. As President Trump has said several times during his campaign, which was so successfully carried out, he said that had he been in office, the war would have never started, and he's exactly right.
Nope.
Now, that may be looking at it from his personal standpoint of understanding his authority and his powers and his ability in negotiating, and he's been able to negotiate right now in relationship to some of the things that's taking place in Israel. He was able to negotiate some starting points for a ceasefire, and it did not hold. He's trying to negotiate a ceasefire briefly so they can negotiate a peace settlement between Ukraine and Russia. Ukrainian president is illegally installed. He's a thug. He is a puppet of George Soros. He has bankrolled hundreds of billions of dollars. He doesn't know where it's all gone. He has purchased several villas, as they would call it, in France and other nations. He's ready to use that as his golden parachute if he cannot get his way. He stormed out of the president's office back several weeks ago, and now all of a sudden he wants to make a deal. So I'm praying that it can happen. But listen, we're witnessing all that the scripture talks about in relationship, wars and rumors of wars. We're witnessing the fact that Russia will eventually, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia will lead a five-nation coalition against the nation of Israel, and it will blossom into what we call World War III, what God's Word calls the Battle of Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 38 and 39. So we're witnessing that, but the bottom line is, Kenneth, I think as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we need to see through the prism of the Word of God to understand what's happening and not wring our hands in fright, but to be the salt and light that God's called us to be. That's the challenge. That's where we ought to be. And I think a lot of what's happening today is as a result of Christians being silent, pastors being silent, churches being silent, and not taking a stand to defend the truth once delivered to the saints. Go ahead.
Can I ask you one more question? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Did you think that the woke party, I call them woke, Democratic Party, would unite with our enemies? Because I could see it around, especially in Democratic states, I could see it around what they're doing, and they're just buckling what the president said. Like, I think one college, university had a male, swimmer, and he said, your money cut. And I mean, they are pissed off. Yeah. He told you it's male and female. What you say about that, sir?
Well, absolutely. It's two genders, and God said it, and anybody that wants to deny it's countering God, confronting God, challenging God, saying that God made an error, that God made a mistake, and that's simply not the case at all. It was the Pope just a couple of years back that said, if you're homosexual, don't worry about it. It's not sin. God created you that way, which is a lie. The transsexual, transgender, LGBTQ, sodomite agenda says there's about 157 different genders. God said there's two. President Trump has come alongside God's word and says there's only two. As a result of that, you've got the entire U.S. Department of Education, all of the so-called educators, all of those that have been making a profit off the lie of chopping off healthy body parts and calling it transgenderism. They're all now up in an uproar because President Trump, God's using him, I believe, as a broad brush to clean up the swamp, drain the sewer. So I'm thankful for it. We need to keep looking up, though, Kenneth, and understanding these things are going to happen, but we ought not to be silent.
Yes, sir.
We need to be the watchman on the wall, warning and warning and warning of things to come that people can be ready. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep looking
thank
up.
You, sir.
I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
How you doing today, Dr. Youngblood?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I don't know if you've read it yet, but there's breaking news that an air base called Ingalls Number 2, which is 435 miles inside of Russia, it's a major airfield that houses the variant, Bear variant, which is a nuclear-capable bomber, intercontinental bomber, was just attacked by one of the largest attacks that the Ukraine has ever put forward. Now, I don't know if it was the Ukraine that did it, but 435 miles to do a precision strike on any airfield there would require a pretty good amount of logistics and technical ability. I don't think the U.S. provided that intelligence for them to pull that off, but the U.S. is part of a program called Five Eyes, and we do share intelligence of that level with five other nations, France, U.K., Japan, Canada, or a few of the nations I know definitely participate in that program. So if this was a strike from Ukraine against Russia, it's an obvious violation of a proposed ceasefire that both sides had agreed upon just as little as yesterday. in conversations with Trump. Have you heard that yet?
Well, Jim, I haven't read the news article. I haven't seen the news article. It would not surprise me. Zelensky is bent out of shape. He's ticked off at Donald Trump. He can't stand Donald Trump. He's tolerating President Trump simply because he wants the money valve to continue. President Trump has been saying to Zelensky, if we continue to help, you're going to pay by giving us the rare earth minerals there in Ukraine. They have tentatively agreed to that particular portion of it. And, of course, it is Trump's idea that if we control the rare earth minerals there in the Ukraine, and most of those are near the Russian border, that's given assurance in the future that Russia will not intrude. Because that would be intruding on American interest. And that's one of the key elements that Trump is, the key plays that Trump is carrying out that's not been verbalized in that fashion. But it would not surprise me that Zelensky would do that simply to try to prevent what President Trump is trying to accomplish, because Zelensky really doesn't want the war to end. He is against the ending of the war. It is very profitable. In fact, hundreds of billions of dollars that Zelensky himself in a conference with President Trump said he didn't even know where the money had gone. There's been no accountability. I bet Joe Biden can tell you where the money's gone. I bet the Biden family cabal can tell you where the money's gone, because for years and years and years and years, even before the war broke out between Russia and Ukraine, Ukraine was simply a money laundering washing machine to launder money that's going back into the hands of the players out of America. And I believe that's one of the things that eventually Doge, through Elon Musk, will reveal. And that's the reason so many of the Democrats have the hair on fire today. It is a very fact. Zelensky does not want the war to end. It is too profitable for it to continue. And he is, how would you say, he has both hands in the till. There's no question about it. Jim, let me ask you a question. Have you had a chance to read any of the articles, the documentation, and information that's just been released about the Kennedy assassination?
I've read a couple pages. In particular, I read an article in regards to Oswald and being in the USSR, going to a marksmanship range and them assessing him as non-proficient. But at the same time, I know that Oswald was also a United States Marine Corps, military soldier, and I know that they teach very good fundamentals of marksmanship. That's about as far as I've got. I was more interested in Letitia James's her two account. I don't know if you've read that about the 1983 Home Loan, and then
yes,
the COVID. Oh my gosh, that woman right there is just screaming hypocrisy.
Well, she needs to be put in jail. That's the bottom line. She needs to be put in the same cell with Stacey Abrams and lock them up, throw the key away. They're both liars. They're both thieves. They have both been promulgating racial bias and division simply for profit themselves. I believe it's time that the lid be taken off that. Let me read something and get your take on it. It says, Deep State.
Yes, sir.
See some of the charges uncovered in the newly released JFK assassination files. Fulfilling another of his campaign commitments, President Trump on Tuesday released a huge number of documents relating to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. They are now on the National Archives website. They're about 2,182 PDF documents and more than 63,000 pages, including typewritten reports and handwritten notes. I'm going to just cut through the chase in this massive article. There's a claim that a top CIA agent, who said the deep state was responsible, the allegation that the Secret Service was warned 3 months before the murder of the plot, and the documents still contain redactions and ambiguities. Here's the document that is attached to that. Top of it stamped secret, and it goes on to talk about the ramparts, John Garrett Underhill, Jr., Samuel George Cummings, and another. And it goes on to say, the day after the assassination, Gary Underhill left Washington in a hurry. Late in the evening, he showed up at his home, the home of a friend in New Jersey. He was very agitated. A small clique of within the CIA was responsible for the assassination, he confided, and he was afraid for his life and probably would have to leave the country. Less than 6 months later, Underhill was found shot to death in his Washington apartment. The coroner reported it was suicide. And they claimed it was suicide, of course. He's left-handed, but the bullet went through the right side of his head. And so he somehow twisted his arm around and shot himself in the head. That is what he said. Jim, if I could ask you to hang on until after the news, I'd like to hear your take and have dialogue on this subject. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine.